Hello, it is Wednesday, September 28th, 2011, and I'm recording today in the middle of the week because the weekend was quite busy. I had a lot of planning to do, and I also had quite a few students who wanted to level up. The process of leveling up is proving to be fairly time-consuming, in spite of my best efforts to make it as simple as possible. The reason it takes so long is because I made the game terrifically complex. I think I said in a previous podcast, I probably made this a lot more complex than I needed to, or even arguably more complex than I should have. However, I do think that for the simple reason that it will sustain the students' interests, and it also, by having more complicated gameplay, it also allows for the notion of strategy to become part of what the students are doing. So it is to their advantage to try to plan ahead. What outfit are they going to wear? Which of the different shirts might they choose to go with that outfit? What else do they have that might possibly work to maximize their score? So with all these variables, as I said, it does get rather complicated. That translates to me having to do kind of a lot of work. This week, I actually created a new form, which is a level up request form, in which I have the students delineate each of the items that they have so that I can more quickly and more easily go through the paperwork that they turn in so that I can do the calculations that I need to do in order to determine what their XP is. Of course, this is all well and good. One of the concerns I have, and I knew this would be a concern early on in the game, is that I am not really able to give the students a lot of concrete, specific feedback. What I'm doing is I'm looking at a rubric, I'm looking at the writing, and I'm rather hastily assigning it a score. Now, it's six traits rubrics, and it's good stuff, but I'm not yet giving the students the feedback they need so they know specifically what it is they need to do to go to the next step up. As I said, I knew that was going to happen in the early part of the game, and part of the reason it's happening is because of the standardized test we have in New Hampshire, specifically called the NECAP. It's used throughout the Northeast area, I believe, at least a few states. Well, it's coming up next week, and therefore, a lot of what I need to be doing in class is prep work for that. I'm trying to revive the kids' memories of how to be successful in the multiple choice parts. But much more importantly, I'm trying to show them the released items, just like you do in any classroom, trying to give them an idea of what sort of strategies to use when they're doing the written responses. All this cuts into the time that I might otherwise be using the students' own writing as examples in the class. This year, I brought in hundreds, if not 1,000 or more, different children's books. Each of them, eventually, will be considered to be an example to use in the class of good writing. I can use a combination of the children's literature, and I'm talking picture books. I'm talking about the really fine quality things by Cynthia Ryland, for example, that really show how to use words poetically and smoothly and effectively. I can use those as examples, and I can use the students' own work as examples, and I can also pull from the more simplistic children's books that have been published and use those as non-examples when I get past the kneecaps. But unfortunately, standardized testing is part of the life of a public middle school, and it has to be our priority for the moment. So, week three, last week, the usual schedule in our team was disrupted somewhat because on Thursday we had a field trip. We wanted to do some team building early, part of the year. We brought them out to a corn maze. So I ended up basically with three regular instructional days because of the rotation of the blocks. On day one, I spent time talking with the kids about how to organize all the different materials they have for the class, because there are all the gaming components which go into a Duotang type folder, which I call the Librem in the game. And then they have a binder, which I call the repository. And that's where they put all their notes, all the handouts, all the things that are more directly language arts related. Whereas the Librem is very specifically the elements of the game. There's also a third item, which is the tome. The tome is just a portfolio, just a display portfolio. I also introduced the currency that's used in the kingdom, which is bank gems. They sort of look like squished marbles. You can buy them at a dollar store. And in order to make them unique and one of a kind, I had to go through and I initialed each one on the back. But I talked about how the currency might be used. Basically, it's so that they can buy virtual and also real items in the Kingdom store once that's up and running, which will be happening in the next couple weeks. And they can also use the bank gems when they are doing trades amongst themselves. I encouraged them to train their wild pony, which is the writing process. Just demonstrate they have the basics of the writing process down by taking one of three different levels of difficulty quizzes. It is student selected, so it really is differentiated to the student's own comfort level. There was matching, there was fill in the blank, and there was one that you just get a blank sheet of paper and a prompt and you write it all down. And then the news reports for the day. It was finally explained that the nasty, extra crabby, agitated porcupine, kneecap for short, was the item that they were, or rather the creature that they were going to have to go up against in the next major chapter of the storyline. It was announced that the store would open tomorrow, which is sort of deceptive because no students had bank gems, and in the storyline it was destined to close again before any students really had any chance to buy anything there. And then it was announced that they were going to get some training from a special expert later in the week, but that they could go on a quest now if they felt like they were ready. The quest to earn their gloves, their porcupine handling gloves. What are porcupine handling gloves? Well, really, all it is a demonstration that they know those 12 powerful words. I think it was Larry Bell came up with a list of these words that often show up in standardized tests. So words like compare, contrast, explain, support, just demonstrate that they know the definitions of each of these words so that they can apply them when they get into the testing situation. After that, they had time to work. On day two, I explained about the wiki that I had set up for the classroom to use. Basically, it's just going to be language arts information about perhaps the writing process, about different forms of poetry, about various grammatical constructs, and so forth and so on. And I explained how they could get additional experience points for feeding it. And of course, it's not just a wiki, it's a wiki beastie. And it's one of many different creatures in King Law's imaginary menagerie. The news for day two was that porcupine surveillance had begun, that the king was attempting to determine its nefarious plan. And again, I'm using the words like nefarious and so forth intentionally in hopes that students will go to the trouble to look them up. And indeed, I would say an average of 3 or 4 times per week so far, I've had somebody go back, research a word, and then gleefully report to me what it meant so that they could get a little bonus, which is elsewhere, which is a writing prompt that's optional. They love it, though, because each of the elsewhere items have their own unique descriptions. Otherwise, it was basically a work session day that day, giving them time to do the writing process quiz, that is, taming their ponies, and time to earn their gloves if they felt ready, which is demonstrating their knowledge of the 12 powerful words. On day three, the store opened. As I said, it wasn't destined to stay open very long, but it opened, and the store started doing ads in the middle of the news broadcasts for the items that it makes available. The first item was a real pencil. Cost 1 bank gem. And then the trainer arrived, which was named... The trainer is named Flip, which is friendly, little, intense porcupine. It's a dog toy. It's a fuzzy porcupine. It's plush toy animal dog toy. designed to be a dog toy, but it's brand new and it looks like a stuffed animal. On day one, the primary training was simply going through the stuff that the students basically already know. They should have a nutritious breakfast. They need to come prepared and in a good mood. They need to make sure that they've had plenty of rest. And then the trainer started talking about how they were going to have to box the kneecap. Boxing eventually being explained to be simply filling in all the boxes as much as you possibly can with good information. Finally, on day four, only one of my five realms, which is to say blocks, got day four, and it was simply a work session. That was it for last week. Now, obviously, I'm recording this on a Wednesday, so I've had a good part of week four start already, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that, but I do just want to go through a couple of the items. First of all, I explained the official Kingdoms week schedule. There are certain days that there's one certain day that training is allowed. There's one certain day that the students are allowed to choose what outfit their avatar is wearing, things like that. Then I started doing the news reports, and basically, over the course of this week, more and more damage from the kneecap has been reported. It took out all the transports. That meant that the inspector, who was going to come from Volcania and make sure that their paperwork was all in order, was delayed. I wanted to leave it a mystery as to just when they'd have that, and I also wanted to give them more time to check with each other. There were minor damage reports filtering in. The store was closed because its items had been vandalized by the kneecap. And then I started a new story thread. On day one of this week, rumors came out of the province called Tongoris that in and around the edges of the Dark Forest, some people have been sighting undead who have been rising and massing together. And then the training for that day from Flip, the little stuffed animal toy, which is just me talking in a dumb voice and holding up the stuffed animal and shaking it around as if it's talking. But the kids love it. I don't know why. Well, I guess they love it because it's different. But anyway, actually looking at one of the released items and discussing how to formulate a response effectively. Yesterday, day two of week four, continued sightings of the undead in Tongoris, and now there were rumors that some mystical creatures were being sighted in Rocklore's Enchanted Forest. This is all leading up to a new storyline that'll happen after the kneecaps, but I try to overlap the stories to keep the kids intrigued. And the king's too busy with the kneecap to do anything about investigating any of these rumors, so that plays into the whole storyline as well. And of course the transports are down, so people can't go up and investigate easily. Then another training session from Flip, and that was about another kind of prompt that they might see on the kneecap. So that's basically it. Again, my primary concern right now, the honeymoon's over, and a small number of kids are starting to realize that there really is work involved here. But I would say still the overwhelming majority are into this. I have one class that is incredibly chatty, and they bring each other off task very easily, and I had to actually break out of the game and talk to them about how the dynamic in this particular grouping is actually bringing them into a dangerous situation where they're not getting the work done that they need to get a reasonable grade in the class. So I try to stay in the game. When I'm in the classroom, I'm in the game. But in this case, I felt as an educator I needed to break down that barrier and actually talk, you know, hey, wake up. This really is a classroom after all. But the good news is they seem to be enjoying themselves. That's about it for this week. Please remember, I am more than happy to answer any questions anybody has. If you're listening to this and something comes up, you're totally confused, email me. The email address is all over the place, including on the Kingdom website. That's a contact form. That's it for this week. I will pick up where I left off next time. In the meantime, goodbye.